The news read by Rita Uosimbom. In our top stories, President Paul Biya has commended Gabonese High Commissioner Paul Patrick Biffo for his dedicated service to Cameroon as he bids him farewell at the Unity Palace. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both going to be campaigning in the key swing state of Wisconsin later, with 4 days left before the election. And coming up in sports, Port Autonome Volleyball Club of Douala are currently head to a 1-1 draw by GAD Presidential Club of the Republic of Congo at the ongoing Africa Zone 4 Volley Club Championship. We'll have these and more in a moment. President Paul Biya has praised Gabonese High Commissioner Paul Patrick Biffo for his service and wished him well in his future endeavours. This was during a farewell audience granted the diplomat at the Unity Palace. Chief Unity Palace correspondent Ashunyenti has the details.
The soft sound of the water fountain in the forecourt fills the air. An honours guard mounted. The atmosphere is heavy with emotion as Paul Patrick Biffo bids farewell to the Unity Palace, a place he has visited numerous times as Gabon's ambassador and then High Commissioner to Cameroon. He is received with full diplomatic courtesies by Simon Pierre Bikile, Chief of State Protocol, and Samuel Mbondo Ayelo, Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet. Ayelo engages Biffo in a brief friendly chat as they walk to the lift. This seasoned diplomat, who arrived in Cameroon in 2012, and presented his credentials to the president on January 3, 2013, takes the lift to the president's office on the third floor for the last time. Except, he has come to convey his ultimate regard and esteem for the head of state, with whom he has met and conferred extensively over the years, and to receive best wishes for his future assignments. After 12 years of representing Gabon's interests in Cameroon, and 7 years as the mouthpiece of diplomats in Yaoundé, Biffo has witnessed significant institutional changes in both the country that sent him and the country where he worked, as well as on the global stage. No wonder President Biya takes 1 hour to discuss with him. In appreciation for his service, Paul Biya gratifies the departing diplomat with a bronze talking drum of friendship. The president also conveys his regard to Gabonese president, head of the transition, Brigadier General Brice Clotaire Oligengema. They also talk about the importance of the imminent start of demarcation on the 298-kilometer land borders between Gabon and Cameroon so as to ease the flow of goods and persons across their common border. During his time in Cameroon, Biffo has been an important figure in promoting relations between Cameroon and Gabon. President Biya's farewell audience with Biffo marks the end of an era in Cameroon-Gabon relations.
Chief Unity Palace correspondent Ashunyenti reporting. The Prime Minister, head of government, has reaffirmed that Cameroon will continue supporting the activities of the African Petroleum Producers Organization, APO. Joseph John Gute was speaking in Yaoundé today, where he represented the President of the Republic at the opening ceremony of the 46th session of the Council of Ministers of the organization. Petroleum ministers from the 18 member states of the body are meeting in Yaoundé to evaluate strategies aimed at enhancing the sustainable exploitation of fossil fuels in Africa. During the opening ceremony of the 46th session of the Council of the Ministers of the African Petroleum Production Organization, the Prime Minister Joseph John Gute hailed the idea of the African Energy Bank as a huge step towards the development of petroleum exploitation in Africa. Here is an excerpt of the opening statement proposed by Christine Chiata.
We therefore welcome the decision of the Council of Ministers to explore the possibility of setting up an African Energy Bank. Although a great deal of work still needs to be done before the bank can effectively start its activities, it is undeniable that it will be a fundamental lever for the finalization of future oil projects in African countries. In any case, I can assure you on behalf of the President of the Republic, Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya, that Cameroon will continue to attach particular importance to achieving the objectives of the APO by always fulfilling its obligation. As prescribed by President Paul Biya, the relentless architect of regional integration, it is imperative to push our common hydrocarbons ideals to new heights. Also, under his very high impetus, his effective involvement and his decisive decision and action, Cameroon has never spared any effort to make this ideal a reality. This was demonstrated more than 20 years ago with the Chad-Cameroon pipeline, one of the largest hydrocarbon integration projects in sub-Saharan Africa.
And that was the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Gute, speaking during the opening of the 46th session of the Council of the Ministers of the African Petroleum Production Organization. And again, the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, has invited the Minister of Culture and his counterpart of Forestry and Wildlife to accelerate the process of drafting enabling instruments for the law of July 2024 on the management of archives and the forest. This was the main recommendation of the cabinet meeting for the month of October, which took place yesterday. Star Building correspondent Christine Chiata reports.
The cabinet meeting for the month of October was a platform for members of government to explore the contours of the law of July 24, 2024 on the management of archives in Cameroon, a law which opens fresh perspectives in the management of archives. Bidum Pat, Minister of Arts and Culture.
There is compulsory means for specialized training programs and certification for archivists, which will ensure that professionals in the sector have the qualifications and skills they need to manage archive services effectively. Finally, offenses relating to archive management, such as the illegal destruction, misappropriation or mismanagement of documents, are now severely punished, both for public officials and other public bodies and for private sector's organizations.
However, huge investments in equipment, recruitment and training of personnel are required if the laws are to produce expected results, both concerning the management of archives and forests. That is why the main recommendation made by the Prime Minister was for the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidum Pat, and the Minister of Forestry and Wildlife, Jules de Reindongo, to accelerate the process of drawing up implementation texts which will open the way for the full implementation of the law. Joseph John Gute equally tasked the two ministers to organize awareness campaigns in order to educate stakeholders about the changes brought about by the law of July 2024. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
And in more news, all is set in the South region ahead of the projection of the documentary film Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with an Extraordinary Destiny tomorrow, Saturday, November the 2nd. As to the event at the Corvos Municipal Stadium, a conference organized by the Ministry of Arts and Culture on the theme Paul Biya, the Architect of Cameroonian Democracy, is underway in Amulova this evening. The conference bringing together some astute scholars as panelists in the likes of the Dean of the Faculty of Law and Political Science of the University of Ebulova, Professor Abuya Manasi, and moderated by CRTV's ace journalist Joseph Clement Omba, is being attended amongst others by the Governor of the South Region, Felix Ngelingeli, the President of the South Regional Council, Emmanuel Mvu Elemva, and the general public. The final lap of the movie projection in the press in President Paul Biya's region of origin begins at 10 a.m. this Saturday and is expected to pull a crowd of over 10,000 spectators. Let's go over to Bamenda, where the Public Independence Conciliator of the Northwest Region has exhorted the regional and council authorities to strive to master the implementation of the program budgeting model. Mr. Tamfu Simon Fai made the call in Bamenda during a two-day training on the control of the main outputs of the planning, programming, budgeting system chain, called the Ndofeke Olivier Reports from Bamenda.
The Public Independent Consulate of the Northwest Region has made significant strides in promoting decentralization and resolving disputes between regional and council administrators. The two-day workshop for regional and local authorities on the control of the main outputs of the planning, programming, budgeting system chain is here. The Public Independent Consulator, Tamfo Simon Fai, underscored that the training is in response to challenges local authorities face with the implementation of the program budgeting model.
To get good governance, they need to manage the finances, public finances, well.
The local authorities are being schooled on the principles and practices of program budgeting in order to equip them with the necessary skills. The mayors of Nkambe, Musa Sheinfo, and Himbru Solomon of Benakuma are workshop participants.
It's a new approach which centers around resource-based management.
The new system insists on clear-cut objectives.
The workshop was facilitated by two seasoned experts on the subject matter, Paul De Ndofuke Olivier, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The Adamawa Customs Sector, through the Operation Dubbed Halcomi 3 Zone 3, has impounded 3,144 rounds of ammunition destined for unauthorized distribution. The ammunitions were impounded in a public transport bus at the entrance of Gounderi from Marwa after a tip-up that helped authorities. The individual transporting the pack has been arrested and is exploited by elements of the Adamawa military security. Elise Wajibanmia has the details.
In a significant operation to combat illegal arms trade in the Adamawa, elements of the customs sector stationed at Chabal succeeded in uncovering and stopping an illicit scheme of distributing over 3,000 unauthorized ammunition within the country.
Commandant Soon, the custom unit in Gangville, in the morning of last Monday, we had information which was forwarded by the Zone 3 coordinator of Alcomi, and we carried out systematic search. We fell into this great seizure. There are more than 3,000 bullets. The culprit went into the bush running. We were able to get the guy from the bush who was handed to the regional seminal center.
Authorities have emphasized the seriousness of the operation, noting that the successful interception of these munitions helps protect communities from potential violence and crime.
We are going to hand the core of the Delhi to the seminal, the competent authorities for further investigation, and after that we are going to carry out what we call contenance, because the car that was carrying these illegal stuff has been pounded here in the Adamawa Customs Sector.
The Customs Department, in collaboration with other elements of the Defence Forces, is continuing its investigation to determine the origin of the ammunition and any broader networks involved in this illicit activity. Alice Wajibanya, CRTV News, Ngaundiri.
And from Gounderi, we come back to Yaoundé, where a committee to accelerate the retrievement process of artifacts illegally carted to Europe have presented and adopted their plan to the Ministry of Arts and Culture. The resolution was arrived at today during the third ordinary session of the Interministerial Committee in charge of the restitution of Cameroon cultural properties illegally carted abroad. Details with F4C. Babatunde.
Cameroon has launched a national plan to retrieve cultural items illegally carted to Germany and Europe. To carry this out, the president of the Interministerial Committee has set up 8 technical commissions. These groups, made up of government officials, community representatives, civil society members, academics, and experts, have each outlined their strategies to support the mission. Chief Dr. Tanya Robertson from the National Council of Traditional Rulers is one of the key figures in this effort.
Germany has restituted some of the items, but we are still on that negotiation. It is being done bilaterally. We are there as traditional institutions because it is what forms our base. The way forward has been structured here. We've been divided into various commissions. who will work towards the repatriation of these artifacts.
Later, the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidungpat, met with a delegation led by the President of the Association for the Development of the Tikayang People, the Center Region, Roger Nyidie.
We have many activities for our festival year. We are going to have traditional dances, artifacts. So we have all these places that we are going to show to people for 4 days in Gambetika, Central Region.
The meeting focused on cultural celebrations and ended on a positive note as the minister accepted their invitation to the festival.
In more news, young people in Cameroon have been urged to embrace educational opportunities and to build the skills needed for the century. This is the message echoed today during celebrations marking the 18th edition of the African Youth Day. The event was chaired by the Secretary General at the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Zaki Robert Theophile Benga, and placed under the theme Education and Skills Development in Africa for the 21st Century. Details with Aponse Ate.
Cameroon's Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education celebrated the 18th African Youth Day by bringing together young people from all 10 regions of the country. The event aimed at promoting skill development and mass education, emphasizing the role of education in empowering young people to contribute to national progress. The president of the National Council for Mass Education, Fidel Jebe, highlighted the importance of raising a generation of efficient and educated youth. She equally urged young people to embrace educational opportunities and to build the skills needed for the 21st century.
We see it as an opportunity for youth to reflect on the challenges we as Africans we face on a daily basis, and also to reflect on the solutions they can actually bring about, because we know that African nations are mostly constituted of youth, and then they are not only the future, but they are also the present. So we have to build this nation with our young people. So it is time for us as educators to empower them, to give them tools, to give them opportunities so that they can acquire the necessary skills for the development of our country.
The ceremony also featured success stories from young participants, encouraging them to seize opportunities and meet societal expectations.
And close to 100 newly appointed officials of the University of Douala have been installed into their functions. They were installed this Friday in an official ceremony presided at by the Secretary General of the University, Modikoko Henry Desire, representing the Rector of the University of Douala. The event was at Amphitheatre Hall 300. Details with Amy Banda.
There is no doubt that the newly appointed officials of the University of Douala will improve the fortunes of the university towards achieving the core mandate of the 31-year-old institution. The Secretary General Modikoko Henri Désiré, representing director of the University of Douala, urged the newly appointed officials to fully assume their functions.
They have to fight disinterested by doing their job. They have to collaborate with all the staff and colleagues. Respect.
He advised that core moral values like respect be a part and parcel of your daily routine as they immediately get to work. They herald for a new era for those who seek knowledge regardless of their academic background.
Try my best to do a good job.
I will be concentrated. I will work hard.
The colorful ceremony wrapped curtains with the newly appointed officials of the University of Douala, promising to promote quality and affordable services that will upgrade education standards. Amy Banda, CRTV News, Douala.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 7 p.m. news. In news out of Cameroon, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both going to be campaigning in the key swing state of Wisconsin. Later, with 4 days left for the elections, Harris and Trump held late-night campaign in the vital southwestern state of Nevada and Arizona. More than 66 million people have already cast their betting earlier today. In sports, the East Region now has a newly constructed modern building to host the Delegation of Sports and Physical Education, which has been inaugurated by Sports Minister Professor Narcisse Molekombi, who called on actors in the sector to continue to promote the sporting activities in the region. This was during the 16th edition of the National Physical Education Day, which was launched in Betwa today. We have details with Akame Ondua from CRTV East.
The newly inaugurated building to host the East Regional Delegation for Sports and Physical Education consists of several offices, a conference hall, modern toilets and more, which will accommodate and ameliorate working conditions of workers in the structure. Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Molekombi.
The President of the Republic wishes for exemplary administrations as well as workers. This has to fall in line with good working conditions and the need to provide modern structures so that work can be efficient.
L'ouverture, la réception, l'inauguration.
During the inaugural ceremony of the building, which is worth about the sum of 125 million francs CFA, the minister cited some projects which will be renovated as well as others that will be constructed, like the Parcours Vita, which will go a long way to promoting sporting activities in the region as well as meet the head of state's goal of progress and emergence. Local artists and traditional dance groups graced the occasion. Betwa. Benet Akame Ondua, CRTV.
Any more sports news? Port Autonome Volleyball Club of Douala are currently beating GAT Presidential Club of the Republic of Congo by 2-1 set at the ongoing African Zone 4 Volleyball Club Championship in Brazzaville. They bounced back from losing the first set by 17-25 to win the second two sets by 25-12 at 25-22. In the meantime, Little Volleyball Club of Douala were crowned champions in the women's category this afternoon following their 3-0 win over another local side, DGS. And again, the Cameroon Sambo team will end an internal training camp in Yaoundé this weekend ahead of their departure to Kazakhstan on November 4, 2024, where they will take part in this year's World Sambo Championship. 12 athletes among 18 that are in camp in Yaoundé are expected to represent Cameroon. Ben Collins, Nyoibero reports.
Cameroon's Sambo team began their internal training camp at Prodige Hotel in Yaoundé on October 23, 2024 in preparations for the upcoming World Sambo Championship. The 18 athletes who have already participated in four competitions this year are intensifying their training under the technical guidance of acting national coach Atsam Beyek William and his colleagues. The team trains twice daily. One of the athletes expressed confidence, stating that they have received excellent preparation.
Kilian Mailan Jiki, Sambo Sport, category under 50 kg. We are preparing for the World Championship. The team is very motivated. As usual, we are yet again to show the dominance of Cameroon in the world of Sambo, and we're going to do our best.
Motivated now?
We already have people who already did it in the past. You know, we have Seydou Djimoulou, we have Jan Tounana Maxwell. Their motivation for us, we just want to shine as much as they do. And also, Cameroon has a reputation to preserve. We have titles to preserve, so this is the motivation that keeps us going.
Physiotherapists of the Cameroon Sambo Federation, Peter Mwai, confirmed that all the athletes are in top physical condition.
All our athletes in camp right now are in very good shape. We've been following them up now for more than 5 months before the Cameroon Cup finals in Yaoundé. Immediately after the Cameroon Cup, we continued with the SEAC competition. And most of those athletes that won medals are here with us. We have a series of very good young athletes coming up.
The team boasts of an impressive lineup comprising former world, African and Cameroonian champions. This has fueled high expectations for a medal haul at the championship. 12 athletes and staff are set to leave for Astana, Kazakhstan this Monday with the ambition to secure medals at the prestigious championship.
Ben Collins, New Iberia, bringing us towards the end of our news. But before we go, a recap of our major stories. President Paul Biya has commended Gabonese High Commissioner Paul Patrick Biffo for his dedicated service to Cameroon as he bids him farewell at the Unity Palace. In news out of Cameroon, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both going to be campaigning in the key swing state of Wisconsin later, with 4 days left before the election. And in sport, as you just heard, the Cameroon Sambo team will end an internal training camp in Yaoundé this weekend ahead of their departure to Kazakhstan on November 4, 2024, where they will take part in this year's World Sambo Championship. And that's it for the 7 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita, your Sambo. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.